Thank you. I'd like to call Congress back to order. It is 10:40, and I believe members are in attendance. Clerk, can you roll call, please?
Yes, ma'am. Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present.
Congressman Kane?
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon? Congresswoman Lemon? Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Potts?
Present.
Congresswoman Rebar?
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congressman Walker?
Here.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Here.
Speaker Pratt?
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn?
Present.
Speaker Pratt, this is Brandy. I'm present.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. We're on General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. One second, please.
Yes, ma'am. I can't hear you very well.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything right now. I'm one second. I was looking for ONCA 2028, but that's an R, so that's why. Okay. The first one is ONCA 2073. An act to provide an appropriation to the Minerals Council for fiscal year 2021 in the amount of $1,016,547 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill?
Speaker Pratt, Walker.
Congressman Walker.
Page 2, line 74, in professional fees, strike $800,000 and insert $500,000. And adjust totals.
Second.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other amendments? Or, what? Yeah. Next is ONCA 2083. An act to amend the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act at 16 ONC Section 3106 to prohibit the accrual of unused health benefits and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment on today's agenda. ONCA 2045, an act to amend ONCA 1439 to revise the definition of benefits to disallow elected officials from receiving cash payments when they elect to decline health insurance coverage and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment on today's agenda. ONCA 2049, an act to authorize and appropriate $20,000 to the court-appointed special advocates of Osage and Pawnee counties as a grant to benefit members of the Osage Nation in the community and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading on today's agenda after engrossment. ONCA 2068, an act to amend the Economic Development Fund at 10 ONC Section 1102 to authorize small business loans out of the fund to Osage-owned businesses and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment on today's agenda. ONCA 2069, an act to appropriate $250,000 to the Economic Development Fund for small business loans and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment on today's agenda. ONCA 2071, an act to repeal 15 ONC Section 1A112 that allows expenditure of non-tribal revenue without appropriation to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to this bill? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment on today's agenda. ONCA 2076, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2021 in the amount of $45,672,690 and $5 million in restricted revenue reserved to the Wajaji Health Center and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there amendments to be proposed to this bill? Congresswoman Good Fox.
Amendment 1, page 27, line 1222, and travel strike 6,000 and insert 3,000. Page 31, line 1405 and a half, and travel strike 6,000 and insert 3,000. Page 44, line 2004, and travel strike 10,000 and insert 3,000. Page 45, line 2050 and a half, and travel strike 10,000 and insert 3,000 and adjust all totals accordingly.
There's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second, this is Stabler.
Thank you.
Speaker.
I have another one.
Congressman Potts.
This may be it. Thank you. I'll wait.
I didn't hear you. Are you getting ready to propose an amendment? Because Congresswoman Good Fox has a second one.
I yield to Congresswoman Good Fox. That's what I was concerned about.
Okay.
Thank you, Madam.
All right. Thank you. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Thank you. Amendment number 2, page 26, line 1175 and a half, in travel strike $59,109 and insert 40,000 and adjust totals accordingly.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second, Brandy.
Thank you. Are there any other amendments to be proposed?
Speaker, this is Stabler.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes, I have the following amendments. Section 12, Cultural Center, page 9, line 392, strike 10,611, insert 4,536. Section 14, the Boska Onkodabi, page 11, line 484, strike 22,316, insert 6,278. Section 15, the Boska Onkodabi admin, page 12, line 531, strike 16,955, insert 6,035. Section 16, editorial board, page 13, line 576, strike 6,000, insert 2,000. Section 20, Election Board, page 17, line 760, strike 8,000, insert 4,000. Section 40, Language, page 37, line 1681, strike 39,000, insert 24,180. Section 50, Osage War Memorial, page 47, line 2142 and a half, strike 4,380, insert 3,190. Section 49, Osage News, page 46, line 2,094 and a half, strike 6,430, insert 4,430. Section 56, Tax Board, page 53, line 2418. 19, strike 6,000, insert 3,000. Section 58, Cultural Advisory Board, page 55, line 2510, strike 6,000, insert 3,000, and adjust totals accordingly.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded. Thank you.
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I have an amendment. Amendment one is insert the following new section, number the sections accordingly, and adjust totals accordingly. And on the amendment form, you can see the insert for the Health Career Summer Program, insert in the amount of $20,000.
There is a motion. Okay, they're separate. All right, that's amendment number one. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you.
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Potts, continue.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Amendment number two is insert the following new section, number the sections accordingly, and adjust totals accordingly. And on the amendment form, you see an insert for a budget insert for the Prevention Unity Program in the amount of $45,600.
Second.
Did someone say second?
Tillman.
Tillman, okay, I'm sorry. It's, can't hardly hear in here. Okay, motion's made and seconded. Thank you.
Madam Speaker.
Continue.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Amendment number three is page 28, line 1,269, operations expense, strike $990,690. Page 28, line 1,275, professional fee, strike zero and insert $990,690.
There's second. Okay, thank you. Continue.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Amendment number four is page 28, line 1,276, direct assistance, strike 10,165,658, and insert $11,665,654, and adjust totals accordingly.
Second.
Thank you. Continue.
Madam Speaker, amendment number five is page 42, line 1,921, donations, strike $150,000 and insert $75,000.
Second.
Continue.
Madam Speaker, page six, or amendment six, apologies, page 29, line 1,321, direct assistance, strike $7,420,000 and insert $8,450,000 and adjust totals accordingly.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Continue.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Amendment number seven is page 43, line 1,967, donation, strike zero, and insert 90,000 and adjust totals accordingly.
Second.
Okay, thank you. Any other amendments to ONCA 2076? Okay, thank you. Let me get my agenda back in front of me. Next, ONCA 2082, an act to authorize the IDC departments and tribal works to expend monies appropriated through fiscal year 2021 appropriation bills and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments for this bill? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment on today's agenda. Owen. ONCA 2084, an act to repeal the regional gathering fund at 8 ONC section 6101 through 6104 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment on today's agenda. ONCR 2028, a resolution to authorize the principal chief of the Osage Nation to execute real property leases and right-of-way easements on restricted Indian lands and trust lands on behalf of the Osage Nation through October 1, 2021. Are there any amendments to this resolution? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment on today's agenda. ONCR 2030, a resolution to set the compensation and reimbursement allowance for the boards and commissions of the Osage Nation for fiscal years 2021 and 2022. Are there any amendments to this resolution?
Speaker.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you. Amendment 1, page 2, line 48, strike editorial board. Page 2, line 66, before election board, insert editorial board. Thank you.
Second.
Okay, motion's made and seconded. Thank you. ONCR 2033. I know what that is, but Clerk, can you please read that, because it's not on the tracker that I have.
Yes, ma'am, let me pull it up. It is a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction to Arvest Bank for treasury services to the Osage Nation. The sponsor is Congressman Vickers.
Okay. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this resolution? Give me 1 second, please. ONCA 2073, ONCA 2076, and ONCR 2030 will advance. Without objection, we'll advance to General Order Day 3 on today's agenda. I believe those were the only three with amendments. Okay. Are you all, since we can move on to General Order Day 3 where amendments are voted on, is everyone prepared for that, or would you like a moment to look over them? Because there are several on the one bill, if you would like a recess to look at what might, if any of them cross each other. Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes, I'd like at least a 15-minute recess, because I'm aware of what my amendments do and Congresswoman Stabler's, but I'm not aware of some of the ones that Congressman Potts do. So I'd like a 15-minute recess to the call of the speaker.
Is everyone okay with 15 minutes? Because it's, if there's a lot of moving parts. I'm just saying, because this is what we're doing all day. We don't have any committee meetings. I think I heard somebody say committee meetings. But if you'll notice on the agenda, it's noticing the meetings for tomorrow. So we don't have any committee meetings today. So we're here all day.
Speaker, I'd like to see us recess until after lunch.
Okay, that sounds good. Is
1 o'clock? I'd be in favor of that till after lunch, 1 o'clock.
Okay. So without objection, we will recess until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Thank you.